And now let's follow up on protests in the United States. Thousands of people flooded the Wisconsin State Capitol building again yesterday to protest a plan by Republican Governor Scott Walker. The demonstrators say the governor wants to strip away public employees' bargaining rights. Governor Walker says he wants to balance the budget. Democrats walked away from the state Senate, preventing it from voting on the plan. And today, Senate Republicans asked the governor to send state troopers after the Senate Democratic leader, not to arrest him, not yet, but to tell him he really ought to come back. We have more from Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson.
Democratic Senator Bob Jauch said he and his fellow Democratic senators weren't sure what would happen to them when they left, but they wanted to slow down the governor's proposal.
We simply think that if God took 7 days to create heaven and earth, then maybe we can take a little bit more time as well.
Clearly frustrated, Governor Walker said the Democrats should come back and do their jobs.
I continue to work, and I'm calling on the members of the state Senate to show up and do the job that they're paid to do as well.
Walker called the move a stunt, more about theatrics. He said he expected them back in the Capitol in a day or two. But many protesters at the Capitol saw the case of the disappearing senators differently. School guidance counselor Sonny Elton Stanley called it brilliant.
They're doing exactly what I've been paying them to do. They're trying to protect my rights.
Outside the Capitol, University of Wisconsin grad student Jason Carr was collecting signatures.
These are thank yous to send to the senators who have been forced to flee out of state so that we can show them how much we truly support what they're doing for us.
Public employee unions here argue that if they lose these bargaining rights, other states will follow. But Governor Walker says the plan is about saving money and jobs. Without it, he warns that nearly 12,000 government workers could find themselves suddenly unemployed. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.